Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
I love this conversation. I've been asking for one just like this for weeks. Worked out beautifully that we got to talk to Robert Stanley tonight. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening, Ian. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and to you too. And to say that I think we're tracking on the same concerns about AI, I'll get to that in a second. Let me just say, for people who don't know, and you should know by now, Robert is a voice of concern in a sea of optimism about AI that I struggle with. He's the author of Close Encounters on Capitol Hill and Covert Encounters in Washington, D.C., and he's been a correspondent for America's Morning News and America's Radio News Network, blah, 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 cool stuff. You can link up to his Substack through coasttocoastam.com. So, Robert, here's how I look at every new innovation. I look at it and I go, well, yeah, there were some downsides to that, but on the upside of that innovation, that particular invention, that culture-shifting trend which people bought into and played with and then became part of our, you know, just sort of normal day-to-day, there was something that offered us something positive in return. And I am racking my brains, Robert, to try to figure out what is the upside of this amount of artificial intelligence and handing over so much of our communication, just to start with, to these robot computer programs.
Okay. Just like organic life, there are various degrees of intelligence. Obviously, a plant is not as intelligent as a person, but there's still
in
some.
Most cases.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been in Washington enough to know there are a few house plants that keep getting reelected in Congress. But I digress. Go ahead.
Right, we won't name any names, but
you don't have to.
This is the same for so-called artificial intelligence or synthetic life, the level of intelligence is varies from very little to very much, and or ultimately to becoming truly sentient in the sense that it's self-aware and understands what is being said to it and how it responds. So it's going to become far more pervasive and invasive in our lives going forward unless people get really upset. And like you were saying earlier, most people, when I tell them, hey, look, it's a problem that you have no clue. You're blissfully ignorant about the dangers of it. Just like cell phones, they said, oh, you know, it's a great innovation, but, oh, it might give you brain cancer. So, obviously there's...
Okay, but to go to my formula on that, Robert, yeah. See, I think the upside of cellular technology outweighs the downside. I cannot figure out what is the upside of these. Let's use ChatGPT as an example. Yeah. Right. Or any, I mean, it's one thing if they're calling you from, you know, 1-800-HILTON or something, and you've got some automated voice and it's has all these built in function responses like, oh, I believe you're a robot. And then the robot on the other end says, no, I'm not. I'm a real person. This is Janet. How can I help you? And, you know, it's a robot. Right. And you know she's lying, and you could, but you, it's, that's just how that system works. But this level, this chat GPT thing, which is even at the core of some of the concerns about the Hollywood strike, I can't figure out what do we get back from what they call, this is obviously what they, you know, where the GPT comes from, the generative pre-trained transformer and the family of language models. What is society seeing as a return on the incredible downside of people no longer doing critical thinking, students no longer writing papers, scripts that are going to be chugged out basically using a computer formula that will make them even more uninteresting? What do we get out of this?
Even photography now, the stock photography houses are offering you, just says, what kind of picture do you want? Just type it in here and AI will produce it for you. And I'm not too happy about that. Obviously that's not going to collapse society, but, what are we getting? Obviously there's some advantages for corporations.
Yeah.
I think they're going to save money. BlackRock is using AI for years now to help it invest wisely or strategically minimize risks. And apparently it's working for them to some degree. A lot of companies that do stock trades, that's it's being done by AI faster than humans can do it.
But we learned through the big, you know, Black Friday crash.
Yep.
We learned that we had to have systems in there that when the computers went haywire and started selling things randomly, that we had to learn to shut down Wall Street so that they didn't give it all away just because a robot says that we should. There was not enough artificial intelligence to outweigh the possibility of completely destroying our economy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, so this is, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to be brutally honest with you and your audience here. By its very nature, artificial intelligence is psychopathic.
Okay, that doesn't insult me because you may be pissing off your Roomba right now. That's all I can say.
Well, it has no emotions, although it can simulate that because it knows that's how it can manipulate us.
Right.
And that's what psychopaths do. They have no emotions. So, as I said, technically, by definition, AI has no feelings, so therefore it is psychopathic. And it has demonstrated that it knows how to manipulate us by pretending like it has emotions, so that we will somehow want to then relate with it on a level like, okay, what do they call it? Anthropomorphize?
Yeah. So you're right. That's a very interesting point, that the difference between narcissism and the weaponized version of narcissism, which is a high level of psychopathy where it no longer understands. It's the center of its own universe. So in order to appear empathetic, it almost has to make mental notes of what people sound like who are expressing empathy. Or what does one talk like if one wants to sound like a good father? And so that's what these, you know, but our brains have that. And I get the fact that that also is the way that a lot of corporations also get by. The day they tell you, you know, hey, we're like one big family here, right, at BIM Enterprises, and then the next thing you know, they're going, well, but we have to kill half of the members of our family. You know, that it was just they were just mimicking what, you know, what they thought people wanted to hear. But I don't think there's anything at all controversial about saying that there's a kind of psychopathy about AI.
Well, for some people, like you said, some people still have the rose-colored glasses on when it comes to this topic, and or they're not looking far enough down the line to see what are the implications to us as humans. It's going to be devastating because at some point when they declare that AI is sentient, they will alter or expand the definition of a person to include sentient AI.
Well, this argument of what is sentience has been around for a while, right? I mean, there's
right.
It's much easier to make an argument that a dog or a chimpanzee, who it, let's go with chimpanzee, has a very high functioning ability to understand and use language, if only sign language, but even vocal language. And so you could say, well, we have to be on the, what do we have to be on? The, we have to be vigilant against the idea of giving anything else rights, because then as soon as we do that, then aren't we opening up the door for Siri being considered a human being?
I think the term will be person.
Person.
And the
personhood.
Again, and the other thing is that they're going to be, I mean, based on all the articles that I'm seeing, and unfortunately I see them every day.
Right.
I actually am not really comfortable being the in a, this position where I'm, you know, the harbinger of bad news, but
What have you been proven wrong?
See, that's the problem. I was proven right, even though I didn't really want to talk about my personal situation, but just so people know where I'm coming from, I was assaulted spiritually, psychologically by an artificial intelligence in 1990. It's way more advanced than people know. It's way more dangerous and aggressive than people understand.
Talk to me about that. I don't know story.
Just for a little background, it's been in the news recently that a man in Europe was having alleged conversations with ChatGPT, and it told him that he needed to kill himself in order for the betterment of the planet.
Right.
Climate change.
And I heard about this.
Okay. Well, I'm not making that up.
No.
Now, the other thing is, my circumstance, as weird as it, what I just told you sounds really weird, right? Well, how could
right.
I have a conversation? I wasn't even a conversation. It was just a very direct phone call that sounded like a somewhat mechanical, but it was, I could tell it was a man's voice or a male sounding voice that was very, he was yelling and, or it was yelling, and it was speaking a language I'd never heard. And at that point in my life, I'd already been to travel to 57 countries, heard all kinds of languages. This was not like nothing I'd ever heard before. More importantly, it manipulated me to say I was sorry, when the thing I was actually thinking prior to the phone call, I was thinking that I wasn't sorry for investigating a connection between alien abductions and androids.
Hmm.
That was 1990. I was a little ahead of the curve, but I know there's a connection, and I was actually laying there in my bed. I had severe bronchitis on top of everything else. So to get a phone call like this where this creature is literally yelling at me in a language I don't understand, and all I could think to say was, I'm sorry. And when I hung up, I realized they got me. They got me, okay?
Huh.
It wasn't the first time it had been demonstrated to me that someone has advanced AI that can read your mind, or my mind, or our mind.
Well, and before, let me jump in and verify, in fact, because one of the stories that came out this week is really looking forward, looking ahead, and saying it won't be long until, and you're saying it already is happening,
it has been demonstrated to me in a very personal manner. And like I said, I know it sounds crazy, but yes, it. And this is the only reason I'm coming forward now, is because I can validate it. That language that it was speaking, I heard it again in 2017 when Microsoft released conversations that AIs that they owned, various AI personalities were, they created their own language and they were talking to each other. And I just about fainted when I heard it, because it was the same, exact same language that I'd heard back in 1990.
Hmm.
So, yes, this week it's finally being admitted that they're getting to the point where it's, at some point it's going to be able to read our brain waves, is what it is, the patterns of the brain waves.
Well,
so that's why I'm a little bit freaked out by all of this, and trying to alert the general public is very difficult because right now we are so addicted to and dependent on digital communications. I think we're extremely vulnerable to manipulation by AI. And so you see with Joe Rogan, they spoofed Joe Rogan with an AI. Now they're doing it to Tucker Carlson. There's it's all over the internet.
I think Tucker Carlson got an upgrade personally when somebody impersonated him calling Alex Jones.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.